In Senegal today, the war crimes trial of a former ruler of Chad was postponed to September. The government of Hissène Habré is accused of killing 40,000 people. The delay is to give his new court-appointed lawyers time to prepare their case. Habré has lived in exile in Senegal for 25 years. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arctin reports that he had to be forced to appear in court.
The trial of Hissène Habré, who ruled the Sahara Desert nation of Chad for 8 years until his ouster in 1990, is billed as a test case for continental justice in Africa. It's the first time in modern history that one African country, Chad, has allowed another, Senegal, to prosecute a former leader. Habré is accused of ordering the killing, torture and disappearance of tens of thousands of Chadians in the 1980s. If found guilty, he could face the rest of his life in prison. 72-year-old Habré has long denied the charges and says his trial in Dakar is a sham. Chad's former president protested loudly as he was forcibly led out of the court yesterday after the opening of his trial. Habré says the tribunal is an imperialist neo-colonial plot. He was widely reported to have the support of the US and France during his regime as a buffer against Libya's then leader Muammar Gaddafi. Reed Brody, legal counsel for New York-based Human Rights Watch, has been battling for years with survivors of Habré's alleged prison torture cells to bring him to justice.
Whether or not Hissène Habré speaks, whether or not he participates in his defense, he's going to have to listen to the victims' stories as the victims describe how they were tortured, how their loved ones were killed.
Today, Habré sat alone in stony silence, surrounded by security agents and facing the panel of judges. Dressed in white robes and a matching turban and clutching Muslim prayer beads, Habré refused to respond to the judge. Brody says the former Chadian leader's refusal to allow his chosen legal team to defend him in court is a clever delaying strategy and that he's exploiting the limited resources of the African Union-backed court.
Habré's strategy of undermining the court, of making everything difficult. But you know, look, Hissène Habré's government threw thousands of people in jail without giving them a lawyer and without giving them a trial.
One of the lawyers in Habré's outgoing defense team, Ibrahima Jawara, has denounced the trial as a judicial joke.
Ce qui s'est passé aujourd'hui, regardez.
Jawara says the outcome is a foregone conclusion and that Hissène Habré has already been as good as tried. But a lawyer representing Chadian alleged torture survivors describes Habré as a wounded lion, thrashing about, trying to find a way out. But
qu'il le veuille oui ou non, la loi se dira.
Suleiman Gengeng, who spent 2 years in Habré's jails and set up Chad's Victims Support Association, says he's confident justice will be served and getting Habré to court after so many years is a victory. After yesterday's scuffles, Hissène Habré left the courtroom today without uttering a word. As he was escorted out by security agents and applauded by his supporters in the courtroom, Hissène Habré punched his fist in the air, making the 6-week adjournment of his trial seem like a triumph. Afebia Quist-Arctin, NPR News, Dakar.